and welcome to 2017 and the very first episode of the Eurovision Showcase on 4S FM. Today, on the 1st of January 2017, our destination is Kiev, Ukraine this year for the 62nd Eurovision Song Contest. My name is Kieran Tuttiet. I'm your host until 6pm, bringing you the greatest music from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Bye.
A request for Nicola Thorne there. I hope you enjoyed that, Nicola. ABBA with Happy New Year here on the Eurovision Showcase. And obviously everybody knows, don't they? Yes, you do. I'm sure you do. Yes, that ABBA won Eurovision for Sweden in 1974 in Brighton with Waterloo. But yes, that was their song, Happy New Year. Now, I was very close to actually playing a rendition of Happy New Year from the Romanian national final, which was on New Year's Eve in 2010, and the Romanian national final for Eurovision 2011. It's very odd, but I remember it back then, because we had Paula and Ovi, who sang the song Playing With Fire in 2010, and also Miracle in 2014. Chiara was there as well, a three-time Maltese recipient, entrant, shall I say, and also Niamh Kavanagh, who represented Ireland twice, in winning in 93 and representing Ireland again in 2010. But the strange thing is there is that they sang Happy New Year, and as much as I love all four of them, that rendition wasn't the greatest, and I didn't really want to inflict that on your ears this early into the show, basically. But yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase for Forest FM. Guys, it's great to have you back, and we're back to normality. We've got so much to squeeze in this show. We've got some amazing requests from various people across Europe, and it's great to hear from you all, of course. And now, if you want to get in contact with the show, please do. It'd be lovely to hear from you. Tweet us at ESC Showcase, stands for Eurovision Song Contest Showcase. And also, you can like our Facebook page, and you just go to the search engine on Facebook and type in the Eurovision Showcase. You'll find us there. Make sure you like us and leave us a comment, or send us a cheeky private message, wherever you fancy. It's all good. Now, also, remember as well, for any new listeners, you can listen to previous shows of this by going basically to Google, really, and type in the Eurovision Showcase. It will take you straight to my Podbean website, and you can listen to all of the previous shows on there. And you can also download them as a podcast as well on your podcast apps, on your smartphones or your iPads and various things. So you can do that. So just to keep you updated with what's going on. But we've got a packed show and a packed month, of course. We've got national finals coming out of our ears this month. We've got Georgia and Belarus selecting their Eurovision entrants, and also the United Kingdom on the 27th. And we've also had Albania pick their song too. And technically the first Eurovision song for 2017 we're going to hear right now. Now, rumour has it that it's going to be translated into English, and Albania are going to pick the song. Now, they did change the winning song in 2015 to a completely different song, and in 2016 they had a real big revamp. So this year we expect Albania to keep the song but just translate it into English, and maybe have a slight cheeky revamp, but nothing too hasty. So let's hear the song for Albania 2017. This one, Festivali Kangas, on the 23rd of December, and it's not a bad tune, actually. It's from Ledinta. She has an amazing voice. She's got a wonderful pair of lungs. And my God, she's gorgeous. And the song is called Bote, which in English means world. So this is Ledinta with Bote for Albania 2017. Thank you.
yaşıyordum be. Son demasta flet, çat hayatım ne? Nyo haber tam dum, kudo ket nyo fun, yeter ansi plum, se poçmen.
Fjalët nuk janë shumë, ti e di më mirë se unë. Miliona vite lejtë sa ky moment, kur jam me ty edhe shtja plejtë. Me butje lejtë i themi ato që sutat, dorë më ke e të ka. E janë në zemrën ti me vëndi. Me vëndin e ke.
one. Now that's my that was my favourite in the Albanian national final, Festivali I Këngës. It's from Rezata Zmaje with Prostepete Genje, which means why wait over? And there's that lovely Latin feel. Which, remember, Albania is in the Adriatic Sea. It's practically the Mediterranean, and it's beautiful. I really love that song. And personally, I would prefer that to win. She only came seventh. It's, the Albanian National Final is an incredible piece of television. And some interesting adverts, too, where they were advertising wine a lot as well. You'd never get that over here, would you, really? No, you wouldn't. But an interesting song, and I really do hope you enjoyed that. Lovely. Now, the next song comes from Miss Celine Dion. Now, we all know Celine Dion's Eurovision connection of winning for Switzerland in 1988 with Ne partez pas sans moi. So, particularly in the French francophone world of language, Celine Dion is still like a humongous star. I mean, she's still a big star for us too, but most of the stuff that she releases now is in the French language, and obviously it doesn't make sense necessarily for her to release it commercially in English speaking countries, of course. But this song, her latest song, Encore un soir, got to number one in France and number 10 in Belgium, and it's a beautiful song. I really do love it, and I really want to share it with you too. So Miss Celine Dion with Encore un soir here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Une photo, une date, c'était n'y pas croire. C'était pourtant hier, mentir et ma mémoire et ses visages d'enfant. Et le mien dans ce miroir. Oh, c'est pas pour me plaindre, ça vous n'avez rien à craindre. La vie m'a tellement gâtée, j'ai plutôt du mal à l'éteindre. Oh mon Dieu, j'ai eu ma part, et bien plus à tant d'égards. Mais quand on vit trop beau, trop fort, on en oublie le temps qui passe. Comme on perd un peu le nord au milieu de trop vastes espaces. À peine le temps de s'y faire, à peine on doit laisser la place. Ou si je pouvais encore un soir, encore une heure, encore une larme de bonheur, une faveur comme une fleur, un souffle, une erreur, un peu de nous, rien de tout, pour tout se dire encore ou bien se taire en regard, juste un report, à peine encore, même s'il est tard. J'ai jamais rien demandé, ça c'est pas la mer à boire. Allez, face à l'éternité, ça va même pas se voir, ça restera entre nous, au juste un léger retard. Y en a tant qui tuent le temps, tant et tant qui le perdent ou le passent, tant qui se mentent, inventant les rêves en des instants de grâce, où je donne ma place au paradis, si l'on m'oublie sur terre. Encore hier, encore un soir, encore une heure, encore une larme de bonheur, une faveur comme une fleur, un souffle, une erreur. Il est tard. C'est pas grand chose, rien qu'une pause, que le temps et les horloges se reposent. Et caresser, juste un baiser, un baiser. On Encore un soir, encore une heure, un peu de nous, un rien de tout. Un soir.
Encore un soir, still one night. From Miss Celine Dion. Now, the brand new song from Helena Paparizou. It's only just been released. It's beautiful. And I do hope you love it, because I absolutely adore it. It's called Agaleseme, which means hug me, from Helena Paparizou.
Πόσο μικραίνω όταν το σώμα σου στο σώμα μου ακουμπάς. Ούτε μιλάω, ούτε ανασένω. Σαν παιδάκι περιμένω να μου πεις πως μ' στα μάτια σου κοντεύω να χαθώ. Τρέμω, δακρύσω, δεν ανασένω. Σαν παιδάκι περιμένω να μου πεις σ' αγαπώ.
Hello, this is Daobob from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song. Enjoy.
I'm going nowhere and I'm going fast. I should find a place to go and rest. I should find a place to lay my head tonight. Every morning there's another start. Every morning hits so hard.
Dow Bobby. There we are, Dow Bob. The Netherlands, 2016. With Slow Down. Slow Down, Brother. Wow. Right, okay. That was awesome. I love that tune. Deserve better. Right. Anyways, we're heading over now to this very segment. It's returning after a week's hiatus. Rob's Random Request. Yes, we welcome back Rob's Random Request here on the Eurovision Showcase. And for any of you who are brand new to this, Rob is my partner. We're getting married next year. Well, this year, oh my gosh, it's weird to say. Oh my goodness me. Anyway, right, so he gets to pick a country out of random and a year out of random. We glue them together and we find out what song we play randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM on a weekly basis. So this week, Rob picked Georgia 2008. Thankfully, it worked. So the Georgian entry for the Eurovision Song Contest 2008 in Belgrade, in Serbia, was chosen through a national final on Saturday the 1st of March 2008. A total of 12 participants competed for the Georgian place in the semi-finals of Eurovision. The winner was Diana Gutskaya with the song Peace Will Come. The song finished 11th with 83 points. It certainly did. And Diana Gutskaya also tried representing her country I think it was Belarus in 2007 as well. But it was interesting. But in 2009, Gutskaya received sufficient media attention after failing to obtain a visa from the British Embassy due to her blindness. However, after much publicised campaign, the visa was granted and the rules were changed. Oh dear. So, but that's through Wikipedia, so I would take that with a pinch of salt. Right, anyways, Georgia 2008 is what we're going to hear now. It's Diana Gutskaya with Peace Will Come. I like this tune as well. Let me know what you think. Tweet us at ESC Showcase. And when we come back, we will have the Eurovision Showcase news.
Look, the sky is crying cold bitter tears, weeping for the people lost in fear. While we fight for nothing, my eyes run dry. Are you still so blind to ask me why? Why? Say it out loud, peace will come. Everybody shout, peace will come. When you stop and take a kill faster than bullets do, but the face of war is never true. Kids with guns are always too young to die. Are you still so deaf to ask me why? Why? Say it out loud, peace will come. Shout, peace will come. When you stop and take your rage, something's gonna change, something's gonna change. Say it out loud, peace will come. Everybody shout, peace will come. Blow the trumpet, beat the drum, peace will come.
My land is still crying, torn.
Everybody shout,
Diana Gutskaya with Peace Will Come for Georgia 2008, and I was incorrect. I said that Diana is originally from Belarus, but no, she is actually Georgian. Yes, so there you go. Right, it's now time for the Eurovision Showcase news. Yes, time for your news on the 1st of January 2017. It was confirmed on Thursday that Montenegro will send Zlatko Zlajic to Kiev to represent them at the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, the Maltese broadcaster PBS has confirmed that the winning song of their national final in February the 14th, I believe, the song that will actually win will represent the nation at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. Armenian singer Artsvik will represent Armenia at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest after their X Factor type show to find the singer to represent them at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. Artsvik won the grand final. Armenian broadcaster is looking for songs, so get them in to their national broadcaster. 64 members of the Alexandrov Ensemble Choir die in the Russian air crash off the coast of Sochi in the Black Sea. Now, the Alexandrov Ensemble Choir performed at the Eurovision Song Contest in 2009. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families and friends who have been affected by this terrible tragedy a few weeks ago. All finalists for the Malta Eurovision Song Contest, their national final, has been announced. If you'd like to find out all of the names for that, head over to eurovoir.com. The Romanian state broadcaster TVR has announced that their selection for Eurovision 2017 will take place on March the 5th. Nathan Trent will be representing Austria at Eurovision 2017. And finally, the Norwegian national final, Melody Grand Prix, the grand final will take place on March the 11th. Oh, that was a busy few weeks there of news. Try to cram in a couple of minutes. But if you want to keep updated with the latest news on a day-to-day basis, I advise you to go to www.escbuzz.com. They have all of the wonderful Eurovision websites' headlines compacted into one easily readable website. So do go to that. So your favourite Eurovision news sites like Eurovoir, ESC Extra, the Eurotrip, also WeWe Blogs, Eurovisionary, ESC Bubble, etc, etc, etc. You'll find them all at escbuzz.com. Don't panic. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttiot, and you're listening to 92.3 Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase.
We've counted and verified the results. I can now reveal that the winner and the UK representative for Eurovision 2016 is Joe and Jake.
The National Selection Show Eurovision You Decide is back again on Friday the 27th of January. Superfan Mel Gedroych will be presenting live from London's world-famous Hammersmith Apollo. A nail-biting night of performances. Six songs battling out for the chance to represent the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest in Kiev next year, Ukraine. And as if that wasn't enough, I can now announce the first musical guest. It's 2009 Eurovision winner Alexander Rybak. And to top it off, you can be there in person to share in this evening. Tickets are available to buy now. Go to bbc.co.uk/Eurovision for all the details. Eurovision, you decide. On the 27th of January 2017, live from Hammersmith Apollo. If you want to buy tickets, it's bbc.co.uk/Eurovision.
We are flying over the Canadian Rockies, where hikers claim to have seen that rarest creature of all. Wait, wait, I see it. A Canadian fan of the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Eurovision Canada Podcasts, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest, available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Close when your love, love's low, I fill you up. Hold my hand, feel the spark, start a fire in the dark.
Dammy Im, Fighting for Love, here on the Eurovision Showcase. A request from Javier Laval in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Merci beaucoup. Muchas gracias. There we are, Javier. Awesome stuff. Right, our next request comes from Anne Squires in Froome in Somerset. Anne, thank you very much for your request. Lovely to hear from you. And a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and to you, Javier, and to all of our lovely listeners. And, of course, Nicola from earlier. Lovely to hear from you. Of course, Anne, your request, an awesome tune. And it's not every day that we get a request for a Nil Point song, but this song is actually quite nice and it's really sweet. And it's from the really sweet Finn Frelik with Levi Eilai, which means no way in Norwegian. Yes. Norway 1981, the same year as Bucks Fizz with Making Your Mind Up. Here is Norway 1981, a request for Anne Squire.
Thank you.
the Alley from Finn Fredrik, Norway 1981. I love that tune. Well done, Anne. Good choice. I'm with you on that. Right, we're going to listen now to a song that is in the second semi-final of Estee Lau 2017. So that is the Estonian national final. Now, if this goes to Eurovision, I think this is on course to possibly win the whole thing, maybe. I'm probably getting slightly exaggerated, but I love this song, and I can't stop singing along. It's amazing. It could be the return of Quietum from Estonia, 1998, which I love, Mulapsed. It's one of my favourite Estonian entries ever, too. It's, I love all Estonian entries, but wow, that's cool. And along with Laura, this is the song in Estonia's national final. It's called Verona. Enjoy this one. It's so catchy. And we'll be back with Alive and Kicking as well.
Sleeping all alone, you wake up with a bottle in your hands. No sound of serenade, 'cause we both know we lost our game.
That's Verona from Quietum and Laura, Estonia's national final 2017. Right, now, let's go to Live and Kicking. There's something live about this song which I absolutely adore. In studio it's not so great, but live it's amazing. So here's the awesome Spain 1993. It's Eva Santa Maria with Hombre. In English it means men.
Todos los hombres son tan presumidas que en Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
When I close my eyes, I fall into a dream. Can't you see this world, all people live in peace? The sun is shining in my heart, rainbows in the sky, spread your wings and fly. Fly, fly high. We all are dreamers on our way, in a world where we're not meant to stay. Together we can make it all. The secret is in you, it's love. When I smile inside my heart, I feel so free.
Nadine, The Secret is Love for Austria. 2011's Eurovision Song Contest from Düsseldorf in Germany, Deutschland. Well, sadly, it's time for us to go here at the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Tussiot, and make sure you join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. only here on 92.3 Forest FM. Contact us via Twitter at ESC Showcase if you've got a random request yourself. Also, you can send us a message and like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, and make sure you listen and check out all of our previous shows over the last few years. Take care, guys. Salut, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.